If you work in an office, you know there is always at least one person whose name you do not know. In Jordana's office, Matt is that guy for perhaps, as best as anybody can figure, half the people who work there. Jordana will tell you about it.
Matt Ostrower sits next to the printer in the busiest hallway at our office. People walk by him dozens of times a week on their way to retrieve printouts. And though he actually works in the new media department and has nothing to do with the printer, most people don't know this. It's his sad fate that most of his conversations at work are about one thing.
Originally, a lot of them were printer-based, you know? Why is this printer taking so long? Oh, the paper's out. Oh, there's a printer jam. Some of it's never really left that genre of conversation, you know? They don't really expand too much, so a lot of it's just very superficial.
Hey, did you throw away any printouts here?
No, I didn't touch anything.
I'd been working in the office a few months when one day a friend called me and said he was hanging out with one of my coworkers who lived in his building. Who, I asked. Matt, he said. I had no idea who that was and said so. Then I heard a voice in the background say, "Tell her I sit next to the printer." And that's when his predicament hit me. So I decided to survey my coworkers to see if they knew who he is, what his real job is. Do they even know his name?
No, I mean, I know his face very well. I stop, I chat, I say, "Hi, how are you?" As I'm grabbing things off the printer, I ask him about his little electronic music devices and all that. We chit-chat, and I'd say I do that probably about 3 or 4 times a day at least. But I have no idea what his name is. Kind of amazing, I guess.
I wondered if Matt was at all surprised by this.
Shocked. I honestly see him between 50 and 75 times a day, like different intervals of time, at least that, every day, every single day.
I'm wondering if you know the name of the guy that sits right out here in the hallway.
Is his name...
I don't know.
Works on the web, right? Kind of.
And Matt's response?
I'm a little surprised because I see her every day as well.
I'm wondering if you know the name of the guy that sits in the hallway next to the printer.
I don't see anybody sitting in the hallway next to the printer. I didn't think we had anybody sitting next to the printer.
I've never had this kind of experience before. The whole situation is just ridiculous. That I've been here for a year and a half, almost pretty much every day, and there's still people who don't know my name or what I do, and it's a little bit weird. I could go through a pretty full day without talking to anyone besides, you know, the requests from the printer. Sometimes that's it for me.
Matt says the printer shows up in his dreams sometimes. In his dreams, he'll be at a party waiting in line for the bathroom, or at a parking lot at the beach, people everywhere. And there will be the printer, off to the side, chugging away, occasionally jamming.